Welcome into the Coach's Huddle, your weekly inside look into Cedar Falls, Waterloo Columbus, Waterloo East, and Waterloo West football with the coaches who lead your favorite teams. And now, from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, here's your host, Mark Simpson.
Yep. And good evening and welcome to the Coach's Huddle, live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls on 1650 The Fan. Hi, this is Mark Simpson. Join me for the next hour as we talk with the Metro High School football coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. Coach's Huddle is brought to you by Community Buick GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services Heating and Cooling, Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Well, this week on the Coach's Huddle, we'll hear from Cedar Falls coach Brad Renner. Tigers' late comeback came up short as they lost at Pleasant Valley 31-28 last week. We'll recap that game and preview Friday's road contest at Dubuque Senior. Waterloo East coach DeCarlos Anderson will fill us in on what took place in the Trojans' 50-25 loss at Mason City last week. We'll look ahead to the Trojans for a District 2 road game Friday night at second-ranked Western Dubuque. Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore will join us, talk about the Wahawks' 31-3 victory over Marshalltown last week and scout Friday night's home game against West Des Moines Valley. And Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt will fill us in on Columbus's 35-7 win at Albernette and break down Friday night's 1A District 4 home game against East Marshall. Got a good show lined up for you. And coming up next, we'll hear from Brad Remmer, head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858 and we'd love to hear from you.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Welcome back. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you. Joined now by the head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers, Brad Remmer. Cedar Falls last Friday night traveled south down to Pleasant Valley, just north of the Quad Cities, and lost a high-scoring 31-28 decision to Pleasant Valley. And, Coach, what you said you couldn't do, you did in the first half as you got down, and it seemed like you had a lot of problems trying to solve that Pleasant Valley run-oriented offense.
Yeah, that they run what they run very well, and it's a triple option deal. The splits are real tight, and I thought we did a good job of simulating in practice the best you can on short notice. But again, it does take time to get things adjusted. And you look at what happened. We got down 14-0. They scored on their first drive. We moved the ball a little bit, but got a penalty that set us behind the chains and had to punt the thing. And they went down and scored again there, you know, in the first quarter, make it 14-0. But, you know, our kids responded. And when we went down and we got it to 14-7, thought we were in pretty good shape. We got them to punt the ball to us, and we were driving down 14-7. We took a shot down the field. Unfortunately, it was intercepted. We were moving the football, but those things happen. And it was one of the things that we thought we had a good chance to get it to 14-14. It didn't happen. And then we gave up 10 points before half. So and down 24-7. So again, I our kids, they fought hard. There's a couple things that if we maybe do a little bit differently, that's a closer game in the first half.
Pleasant Valley built their lead to, kept their lead to 24-14 going into the fourth. The Tigers down 31-14. You made things interesting as you got a punt return for a touchdown from Logan Rowe of 83 yards. Then the hook and ladder play, 79 yards, which set up a touchdown run by Drake Gelhaus. Tell about the hook and ladder play. That's always a fun one to do.
Well, yeah, and I want to go back to that punt return too. It was a deal where, with the punt return that we got a good wall and Logan Rowe set up his blocks well, and it was a gutty return on his part. I thought our punt return did a good job of getting that wall close to the sideline and took it back for one of the longer punt returns we've had. And I don't know what the school record is, but that's got to rank right up there with it. We did come out. You mentioned the hook and ladder play. It's off a play we worked on and Tate Bakula got the ball thrown to him, and then he pitched it to Caden Smith. And Caden has the option of keeping it or pitching it to Logan Rowe. And he kept it and used his speed down the sideline and was tackled at the one but set up a one-yard touchdown run.
So you get within 31-28. Still around 3 minutes to go in the game. You try an onside kick. What was the thought process there?
You know, we just had the one timeout left. We tried the onside kick and we didn't get it, but our defense held and we were able to get the football back. And unfortunately we threw an interception. It was one of those things you had a chance and there at the end, but it just didn't work out. But it, you know, I look back at the second half and some of the things we did and we were more consistent moving the ball. I thought we throwing and catching, we were better. We were able to matriculate the ball down the field a little bit and have some consistency there. And to get it to 31-28 and have a shot at the end, I applaud our kids for the fight that they had and sticking in the ball game.
Drake Gelhaus, 20 carries, 121 yards, 3 touchdowns in the ball game. Owen Dellinger leads you in tackles with 8.5. So Cedar Falls, tough loss as you fall to 3-3 on the year. Still looking for that first win away from the Unidome.
Yeah, and we got to get that solved, and we'll get an opportunity this week against Dubuque Senior. But, it's one of those deals where we just can't fall behind and dig ourselves out of the hole. Sometimes against good teams, it's hard to make up that ground. But I do applaud our kids for the way they kept fighting at 24-7. You could fold the tent, and they didn't, and they gave themselves a chance at the end. It's just we got to figure out what we need to do as a ball club to be in a better position in the fourth quarter than we were on the road there the other night.
We're talking with Brad Remmer, Cedar Falls head football coach, here on the Coach's Huddle. We're here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season. And who are some of the players of the game for the Tigers?
Yeah, offensively, it was Logan Rowe. You mentioned his big punt return that he had, but he had some nice catches on the night. Yeah, we had a fourth down. We faked it out of our offensive punt formation, and he had a big run for us. He does a lot with us for us in the Wildcat. So you know, even in the loss, we had kids that played. I thought played some good a quality game. He was one of them on offense. Defensively, Andrew Lagschulte held the point real well in the interior. He's a senior defensive tackle, and there's a lot going on in there against that offense, and big physical game, and he was able to hold his own throughout the night. Our special teams player was Toby Julian McCleary. He's not only our punter, but our holder on extra points and field goals, and he's done a nice job. He had to step in and punt the other night. And our reserve player was Matthew Benke. Had a great week at practice, a linebacker, trying to work his way on to getting as a junior, working his way on to some special teams, but really had a nice week of practice for us.
Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls football coach, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Cedar Falls with a record of 3-3 on the road at Dubuque Senior this week. Rams struggling. They're 0-6. They're coming off a 28-16 loss to Davenport West. And the Rams have been kind of down. Did they they seem like they turned the program around, you know, about 8 years ago or so, and were consistently in the playoffs. But they've been down here the last couple of years.
Yeah, they did. They were able to get in the playoffs, and we faced them a few times in the postseason. They've been a little bit more, shall we say, just rebuilding the last few years and that. But I look at them, and you just got to be careful with 0-6 And you look at some of the things that they've done. You know, they've played a tough schedule: Lindmar, Prairie, Hempstead, Urbandale, Pleasant Valley. And last week they got beat by Davenport West. But you watch them on film, and I know offensively they got some good-looking athletes. Okay. And I knew that last year when we went down there, and they had some young kids playing that are returning this year. So we went down. We were in a 7-7 game with them, I believe, at halftime, and ended up stretching the lead to 24-7, somewhere in there, and won the football game. But that thing was close early, and they got a lot of those kids back on offense. So we're going to have to you know, put the blinders on that 0-6 record and really work on getting ourselves better in executing for four quarters.
If I recall, the Rams, they like kind of more of a spread offense.
They are. You're going to see a spread offense. Junior quarterbacks having a decent year for them there. But I look on the outside, the Johnson kid, just Jalen Johnson, the Dukes kid are both threats. And they got a big tight end. They move him around quite a bit. He's in the backfield. They'll split him out. And he's also a kid that'll flip over and play defensive end for him.
All right. And defensively, what do you see?
Yeah, they're in a forefront most of the time. They'll get into a three once in a while. It's a younger squad on defense. When I look at some of the kids that are playing, there's a lot of juniors out there on the field. So they've been good at times, and they've been inconsistent at times. And I think our offense needs to take care of moving the ball a little bit and finishing drives. And one of the things we put on there as far as a to-do is make sure we take care of the football. We can't turn it over. We lost that turnover battle against Pleasant Valley, and we can't have that. For us to be on the winning side, we got to make sure we win that turnover battle.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, here on the Coach's Huddle. Cedar Falls, 3-3, Dubuque Senior, 0-6. And you look at your team right now, and you know, psyche. I know the Cedar Falls team always has that kind of swagger, and I would imagine it's more of a psyche thing right now, playing the away from home.
Yeah, and one of the things is we talked to our kids this week, and I thought we've been crisp in practice. But you got to look at yourself first. You know, everybody wants to look for elsewhere of how to solve the problem, solve the issue. And I think we all need to just look at ourselves and what can we do to get better. If it means running a route a certain way, if it means making sure you take a step a certain way, it's all those little details that we have to do to execute and be better, especially against those top tier teams. You look at the schedule that we've played right now. You know, you look at what's come out. Six of the teams that are on our schedule and in the top 16. So against really good people, you have to pay attention to the details if you want to come away with a win.
All right, Coach Remmert, health-wise, how's Cedar Falls?
You know, we're pretty good. We Ethan Beneke went down the other night during the game, but we're hoping we can have him back for the game. But other than that, we came out of that game fairly healthy.
Ethan, your tight end?
Yep, our tight end kicker. He does some different things. Yeah. He's a pretty dynamic player for us. So we're hoping we can have him available for Friday night.
A kickoff at 7:30?
Yeah, it'll be there. There's a curtain raiser game.
Okay.
Sophomore team will be playing. That's a 5 o'clock start. And then we'll be the traditional 32 minutes after that game's over.
All right. Coach Runner, before we let you go, here's our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. What is one piece of advice you've received that you want to pass along to your kids and players?
Oh, I've received a lot of advice all the time. But hey, you know, the thing is I always try and tell our kids, you know, the team is great, bigger than the self. And it really comes down to that. And I think this is a great week to have that theme is if we want to be a really good team, then we have to stick together as a unit and support each other when times are down. It's easy to support each other when you win, but it's when you have some adversity in your life and you got to figure your ways through it. That team is bigger than self, and we got to figure out a way to come together and finish out this season strong.
All right, and you'll be looking for your long underwear this week. It's going to be they're saying it's going to be in the mid 50s.
Say it was t-shirt weather on Monday in the high 80s, and now mid 50s. I don't know, we're going to have to drag some things out. Hopefully it fits from last year. I haven't had that long gear on yet.
All right, well, Brad Remmert, head football coach, Cedar Falls Tigers, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck coming up on Friday as you play at Dubuque Senior, as the Tigers try to go to 4-3 on the season.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
All right, Brad Remmert, Tigers head football coach. On the way next, we'll hear from DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East. When we return, we're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
Sunday on Compass Media Networks, it's a coast-to-coast showdown in the NFC as the Los Angeles Rams welcome in the Philadelphia Eagles. Hi, this is Jeff Biggs. Join Bill Rosinski, Steve Berline, and me for all the action as the Eagles look to remain perfect against Matthew Stafford and the Rams. It's the Eagles and the Rams. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Pre-game coverage begins at 2:30, kickoff at 3, right here on The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/giftguide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/giftguide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/giftguide.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Welcome back. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you. Thank you so much for joining me on this Wednesday night. We're here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season. Joining us now is DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East. Last week, the Trojans on the road in Mason City take on the Riverhawks. Got off to a good start, but couldn't finish it as Mason City pulls away to win 50-25 over Waterloo East, dropping Waterloo East now to 2-4 on the year. And Coach, you knew it was going to be a tough one, even though Mason City had just one win on the year. They were fired up to face you.
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you go on the road against a team, you know, we are the homecoming draw, it seems like sometimes. And I think that for the most part, man, just dealing with the adversity, came out pretty good. Got a fumble and drove right down and got the early score. And then just had some issues, in the pass game. So we actually gave up three passing touchdowns, you know what I'm saying, the next three possessions to them. And so
you've been pretty good through the air this year. Protecting the
I think it just, you know, a combination of, like, we haven't been able to really stop the run much. And so, folks just run the ball. So, you know, they were able to put it in the air and came down with some catches to where, you know, even though we were in good position, the guys came down with the ball, and so that just kind of put us, you know, down real quick, you know, at the end of the first. So
Vari Clark scored the touchdown for the Trojans on a 6-yard run. You're up 6-0. You missed the extra point. And then Mason City, though, they rattle off 23 unanswered points to take a 23-6 lead after one quarter of play. You guys battled back when it was to 30-13. Landon Sewell, 13-yard touchdown pass to Jeremiah Clark. Kind of in the back of the ball game, just down by 17, but a costly pick six. And that seemed to turn the momentum as it was Mason City taking a 37-13 lead at that point.
Yeah, and, I think that's just kind of been the story of our season, Mark. You know, and for me overall, I think that the positive thing is just that, you know, this is a newer offense. Just me calling the plays and running the offense that I've been doing for so long, I think it's also adjustment for the guys. And so they've been able to pick it up. So offensively, we've been, a little better. But I think, you know, there's just so many miscues and mistakes that happen. Because, again, you know, we have some opportunities to tighten the game. And just as we've done, you know, in the couple wins that we had, man, just kind of get ourselves in position to you know, fight for the victory. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, in the fourth quarter of the ball game, you guys get some late touchdowns. It's Sewell hooking up with Adan Muhammad on a 69-yard touchdown pass, and then Chris Pierce came in and threw a 66-yard touchdown pass to Lee Bell.
Yeah.
A final score 50-25, and Adan Muhammad again compiling really good statistics. 8 catches, 166 yards in that touchdown.
Yeah, yep. I mean, you know, Don's putting together definitely a storybook season. Right now he's tied for the East High, all-time season high with 39 total catches on the season, and he got a little ways to go with yards. Again, for me personally as a former running back, man, you know, I definitely want to make sure that we get our run game going. We did well with that first drive. But then we had some struggles just so far. Again, just, you know, it's self-inflicted wounds for us, Mark, right now, that we're working to correct. And so, we move on to the next weekend. Just keep grinding, man.
We're talking with DeCarlos Anderson. He's the Waterloo East head football coach. Who holds the record? Is it J.J. Moses?
For receiving, it's actually Darius Loveless. Darius Loveless, I think it's like 1983, 84. He ended up playing at University of Iowa. Pretty good receiver. Actually, an older brother of a good friend of mine. So, you know, so knowing.
But he, so Adon needs just one more reception to become the all-time leader in receptions in a season.
Yep, and he needs about 200 yards, 260 yards, something like that, to catch the yard mark.
So with three games left, you would think maybe obtainable.
Yeah.
The, defensively, Isaac Lomas had 9 tackles. Talk about Isaac.
Isaac is I mean, he's a tough kid, man. You know, he's a wrestler. Again, he's plays safety, so he's one of the guys who can, runs the alley well, comes down. And really not a big guy, Mark, but he comes in and he delivers the blow, man. So he's got some big plays for us on the defensive end, just kind of getting the team rallied up with some of the hits that he makes. And so I'm proud of him, man. He's putting together a pretty good season. And again, like I say, you always need those type of kids on our team. Just a, you know, hard-nosed, hard-working young man.
Well, you're the Waterloo East is in Class 4A, District 2, brutal schedule. So many good teams. And this week you're at number 2, Western Dubuque. They're a powerful ball club. They're 2-0, tied for first place in the district with Decorah. They're 5-1 overall. And when I think of Western Dubuque, I just think of their physicality.
Yep, yep. We know it's going to be a physical game. They're definitely a good ball club. I think they're ranked number 1 in 4A right now. And just they got a heck of a running back. So, you know, again, we're just kind of trying to keep our guys up and ready to go for it. The kids, you know, I think he leads the state in rushing right now. So again, it'd be a tough test for us. And again, like I say, just, you know, one of the things for our kids going into an environment where, you know, it's going to be some adversity. And so just trying to keep everybody's spirits up, man, and be optimistic, because I do believe that, man, we do have some kids that can go. And so I think that at any given time, we'll be able to move the ball on anybody as well. So, you know, it could be a situation where, you know, hey, we're in the game. And if it comes down to a shootout, man, I think it'll be interesting.
Waterloo East right now 2-4, trying to end a 3-game losing streak. Does the coaching staff, the players, they appreciate this challenge of taking on this highly ranked Bobcats team?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of, you know, how we keep our spirits into it. You know, never going to a game defeated, right? That's just my man mentality. And so, you know, for a team like Western Dubuque, who, they've been putting together a really good season. Their only loss has been to, you know, the returning champion Xavier, which is a close game, and they had the opportunity to win that. And so we just got to go in with, you know, with our minds focused, because, again, all the mistakes that we have been making, there's nothing else. Let's clear that up and let's see how the game goes. But, you know, we definitely can't afford to beat ourselves as much as we have in these past games and stay close in that type of game.
Has that become a psyche thing? We tell the kids, got to hang on to the football. You got to make, you know, better decisions at quarterback. I mean, does that get in the back of the kids' heads after a little bit?
I think it's definitely a psyche thing, but then I also think it's too, you know, it's just a matter of, like, you know, as I said before, me just being a pretty new coach and then coming inheriting something to where, like I said, all the time I knew where I was getting myself into, you know what I'm saying? So I knew it was going to take some time, man, to get the culture shifted around. I think a lot of that stuff just comes from just a bad culture, Mark. And so we've got some things turned around. And I think I tell people most of the time, most importantly, man, we getting things turned around in the building, right? So kids are doing a lot better academically. The expectation has rose, and, you know, we get a lot of compliments from the teachers as far as, like, the behavior of the young men in the building, which I think, you know, transitions over to the field. And so for me, that's the most important thing, is just making sure that, you know, they're being, you know, good young men and students first, right? Students first. Before athletes. And I think overall, talent wise, man, we got some guys that can play some football, man. So we just got to put everything together. And again, just really, really, really enhance the mental part of our team.
We're talking with DeCarlos Anderson, Waterloo East head football coach, here on the Coach's Huddle. Question of the night here on the huddle: what is one piece of advice you've received that you want to pass on to your kids and players?
I think the biggest thing is just that, you know, there is, you know, this is just something that, you know, I can't remember where I heard that, man, when I was a young guy when I heard it, but it was like, you can't have high expectations with low patience, right? And I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, for me, I'm like, in this process, you got to be patient. You know, even another coach will say all the time, man, all good hunters are patient, right? You know, and so that's just where we are right now, man. It's a grind, and just staying consistent and ensuring that we are, our message is consistent, right? Expectations don't change, regardless of where we at in the season. So,
well, to Carlos Anderson, good luck against Western Dubuque this Friday night in Class 4A District 2 action, and look forward to talking with you next Wednesday here on the Coach's Huddle.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
To Carlos Anderson, second-year head coach for the Trojans, doing a good job rebuilding that East program. And coming up next, we'll hear from Lonnie Moore, the head coach for Waterloo West. When we return, this is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
Yeah! Brock Purdy, let's see what he does. Must win situation. You get into a shootout, and you have to have him. He has to lead you down to, you know, fourth quarter. Like, that's what I want to see. I don't think that's crazy to ask to see that. And he's coming off a very serious injury.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes, and you. Weekday mornings at 8, right here on 1650 The Fan.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. Coach's Huddle brought to you by Community Buick GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our great hosts, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. We've heard from Brad Remmert, the head coach for Cedar Falls, to Carlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East. If you missed those interviews or you want to hear the entire show tomorrow morning, just download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. Waterloo West head coach Lonnie Moore is back with us again as Waterloo West goes to 4-2 on the year. They beat Marshalltown 31-3 last Friday night. And, Coach, a very strong defensive performance by the Wahawks.
Yeah, and they've been doing a good job all year for us. You know, I really got to give some shout-outs to that D-line. Our defensive line has really carried us. A lot of experience up there when you got two- and three-year starters up there where, you know, when they were younger, they kind of got tossed around a little bit. And now being up there for 3 years, those guys have done a great job. And Coach Lanfear's done a good job with that D-line up front.
And it wasn't as easy as the final score indicates because you're only at 7-3 at halftime. You guys kind of lacked some consistency in the first half moving the football.
We definitely did. Just couldn't continue to move the ball. Something always set us back. We had actually had a touchdown call back, which was a long run by a running back. We had a couple other big plays that were called back to put us behind the chains. And those things that kept hurting us, and that's some of the things we talked about at halftime, are trying to get those corrected. Another thing is moving the chains. You know, we've been a big play team all year, and I think our guys are starting to expect the big play. And we got to just get back to good old football and just moving the chains and continue to keep in possession of the ball and scoring that way, which we did a better job in the second half.
Marshalltown, the way I understand it, when we talked last week, didn't do anything on paper that would really shock you or surprise you.
No, not really. I think they got some couple of kids back. They had two defensive ends, I thought, were one of the two toughest defensive ends we've seen all year. Both are juniors, but they both came back after sitting out the first four games. So they played a game before us when they played that half against Ottumwa. And then this year, they were really not only tough, but well-disciplined. And I thought they gave us some problems at the beginning of the game.
All right. We're talking with Lonnie Moore, head coach for Waterloo West. You're ahead 7-3 at halftime. Did you make any big adjustments, or was it just telling the team, you know, what you had to do as far as eliminate the mistakes?
I think it was more of a rah-rah, eliminate the mistakes, and let's get going. We kept shooting ourselves in the foot. And, again, I think I could just tell we were just waiting on that big play to happen because it's been happening for us all year, running and passing. We have a lot of big plays this year. So, I kind of challenged the team, especially offensively. I needed to challenge those guys. That let's move the chains. Let's have some fun moving the chains and enjoying that. Because we wasn't having the fun, we was waiting on that big play. So it was more of a rah-rah at the halftime of trying to get guys going. And we challenged them because we got the ball right after half, and we challenged them to go down and score. And not just to score on a big play, but let's move the chains. And I think we got about three or four different first downs before we did score on that first drive. But that kind of set it off right there.
And it's Brady Dean, your quarterback, on a one-yard run. You're up 14-3. A few minutes later, Dean on a two-yard run. It's now 21-3. And you break the game open. It's Dean going through the air. There's your big play, though, Coach. It's a 54-yard touchdown pass to Destin McGurran. And all of a sudden, you guys are up 28-3 and cruising.
Yeah, and that big play came on the first down. It was a good call by our offensive coordinator, Eric Harbaugh. He was trying to load the box a little bit, go a little bit of cover zero to try to stop our run. So he went for a fade on that first down to Destin. Destin's a extraordinary athlete as a sophomore. And right now he leads us in receptions and he leads us in tackles on defense. So only a sophomore, pretty good kid. And so we went up top to him and touchdown from there.
All right. So it's a final score, 31-3, Waterloo West with the win. And who were some of the players of the game for the Wahawks?
Yeah, some of our players of the game this week, our big tackle went to Elijah Limley. Elijah Limley, what we call the big stick. He's played center for us and did a good job for us. Our offensive player of the week, we don't get this too many times, but it's an offensive lineman, Drew Hundley. Drew Hundley is an offensive lineman for us, actually plays both sides of the ball. He had a really great game. He graded out well at the offensive line, and he had a great game on that Friday. Defensive player of the week went to Andrew Klein. Andrew Klein got some fumble recoveries and things that kind of helped this point system that we have for the defense side of the ball and got the most points. Our unit of the week goes to the wide receivers, and I say yay for that because I'm the receivers coach. So those guys did a great job of blocking, which our coaches noticed and said those guys are really putting it on the line, not only when they don't have the ball, but when they do have the ball, so they did a good job of both. Our scout team player of the week is Ryan Linderman. This is his second time winning that award in a row. This is his first year off of football, and he comes out and gives us his all. Our special team player of the week is our kicker, Alan Diddick. He's done a great job for us. He was out 2 weeks ago and came back these last two and done a good job of making sure he's done a good job. Actually, he was out last week, but he came back this week and did a good job for us. Our JV offensive player of the game was Dylan Ramsey. We had a big JV win on Monday versus Marshalltown. Dylan's our quarterback, our junior quarterback. He's done a great job, and he's continuing to keep improving. Our JV defensive player of the week is two guys that we got transfer in. Devin Hickman came in from Cedar Rapids, Jeff, and then Dontrell Baker, he came in from Charles City. Both are our transfers that come in and doing a great job for us. And then our ninth grade player of the week is Tristan Spratt. Tristan Spratt is a kid that's been kind of thrust in at the quarterback spot for the last 2 weeks for our freshmen and done a good job. And then our ninth grade defensive player of the week is Jermaine Tyler. He's done a great job defensively.
Lonnie Moore, head coach for Waterloo West. And this week, competition level raises as you'll be hosting West Des Moines Valley. Now, shockingly, West Des Moines Valley just 1-5 on the year, but they have played a gauntlet schedule this year. And that record misleading, like the old cliche, they're probably the best 1-5 team in the state out there.
Definitely. And I remember before the season started, they were one of the teams that picked to win this year. Now, they was in the state championship last year, lost with a bunch of young guys. So a lot of people picked them to win. They just had some bad luck where they went through a couple of quarterbacks with injuries and things. So now they got their sophomore quarterback up who's playing for them. He's a decent quarterback for them. And then also their top receiver, I think one of the best players in the state, he got hurt during the scrimmage. So they got some injuries and things that kind of hurt them a little bit. But, you know, again, that schedule, you know, they had a tough schedule in some of the teams they play, especially those teams out in the Des Moines area. So they have, you know, went through the gauntlet of guys and teams and things like that. So we can't look at that schedule at all or that record at all. We got to come in with blinders on and be ready to go to play some football against a really good team.
They're coming off a three-point loss to Waukee Northwest, who you faced down there a couple weeks ago that got your number. So you know that this will be a talented Valley squad.
Definitely. And, you know, that's another thing we talked about at the beginning of the week of our team. We still got a really bad taste in our mouth from that game. And we did have some guys down, but at the same time, that was not predictive of our team. We were a way better team than what we showed against that Northwest team. So now we got another team and we got to come out, and the word of the week is compete. We want to come out and compete against teams like this, some of the top echelon teams in the state, and we want to go ahead and compete against them.
All right. This week, it sounds like you have the full team for the most part.
We got some guys down. You know, even Destin McMurray been out all week. I think today was his first day coming back to practice to see how things going. TK is another one of our outstanding sophomores. TK Dawes, he's our other receiver for us. He's been out all week with an injury. One thing good is we got Brandon Baller back. Brandon Baller is our captain who got hurt in the East game, the week one. He was our starting running back and our returning leading tackler from last year, linebacker. He got hurt in that first game, and he's been back this week looking to play this Friday, so we got him back. So it's some kind of good and bad a little bit to it. Some other guys got some nicks and bruises, and it'd be some, you know, tomorrow kind of game time decision if they'll go and things like that. But it's that part of the season. Some guys got to step up. You know, I know that cliche, the next man in, is exactly what we need. And we're going to have a lot of guys getting some opportunities to play football.
All right. Our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. What is one piece of advice you've received that you want to pass along onto your kids and players?
Wow. You know, you get tons of advice, especially when you got mentors. You know, one of my mentors is Andre Meeks. He's an assistant coach over at Dowling. I kind of bounce things off him, but you get a lot of things. And you know, my first 2-3 years coaching, it didn't go too well, you know, my expectations. And I was kind of down a little bit, and you know, he's the one that told me, you know, one, you know, where did you get into coaching? Did you get in for the wins? And my wife also brought this up to me, and I was like, no, I got in because somebody helped me when I was younger to get where I'm at today. And that's what I want to do. I want to help young men. So that was some of the advice that every time things are not going right, especially the win column, I go back to, why did I get into this? It wasn't for the wins or the losses. It was to give a kid some great experience of playing football and lifelong lessons and those things. So I thought that's probably one of the biggest advices that I get, and I go back to anytime there's a tough loss and think about, like, you know, are we doing what we're supposed to do for these kids and giving them the right opportunity and opportunity to become coming in as boys and leaving as men in our program.
And Lonnie Moore, well said. And, of course, Andre Meeks, we remember him as the head coach at Waterloo Columbus, who led them to a state championship when Brad Schmidt was their quarterback.
And, yeah.
Well, Lonnie, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck. Good challenge this Friday at Memorial Stadium against West Des Moines Valley. And let's talk about a win next Wednesday.
Yeah,
and
thank you for having us, and go Wahawks.
Lonnie Moore, head coach for the Wahawks of Waterloo West. On the way next, we'll hear from Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus. When we return, we're coming live from Peppers. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650, The Fan.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning.
We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants. Got it?
Learn more and schedule this season's updated COVID-19 shot at vaccines.gov.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo. Online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
We are coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. This is the Coach's Huddle. We're here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season talking with the Metro High School football coaches. Stepping into the hot seat now is Brad Schmidt, head coach for the Class 1A, 10th-ranked Columbus Sailors as they beat Albernette last Friday, 35-7 on the road. Coach, you're up 14-0 after one quarter, 21-0 at halftime, 28-0 going into the third, and it sounded like you guys had the game in control most of the contest.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, our kids came out, and we executed. Maybe not to the level that you want. You always want more. I think we punted twice, and we had a turnover on downs on fourth down, but didn't turn the ball over, played a really great game defensively. We were put in a tough spot a couple times where they were down inside the 10-yard line, inside the 5-yard line, actually, and we, our defense, stopped them. I mean, they scored a touchdown late, about a minute left. We had some of our reserves in. So defensively, really, really stout, and, offensively, did enough to control the game and get the W.
All right. Well, the Parker Jeltson show continues for Waterloo Columbus. 23 carries, 125 yards, 4 touchdowns. Is that a season high?
Yeah, I think it was. We got down in tight a couple times. He has the ability to make something out of nothing. And sometimes that bites him, but that's something that we live with because he is he's very reflexive, very reactionary, where he's got that sixth sense where, he might lose a couple yards on a play trying to make something out of nothing, but there's been more times than not where he's made something out of nothing, and he's a hard runner and he's a finisher.
Carter Lockhart, your quarterback, 11 for 16, 170 yards, and a touchdown in Columbus's 35-7 win. Sounds like very efficient night.
Yeah, no, it was a good night. Good night offensively. You know, anytime you end each possession in a kick, which we always stress with our guys, that's a positive. Can't turn the ball over. You know, Lockard's been solid this year. He needs to continue with that, staying in command of the offense and like I said, ending each possession in a kick, because we do that. You know, we don't put ourselves in negative situations, turning the ball over. We're going to be tough to beat.
And you hold Albert Knapp to just 17 yards rushing.
Yeah, that was, you know, it seemed, you watched them on film and they it was like a different team out there. I mean, they were running the ball, and then against us is like they threw it 80% of the time, which I think is a credit to what our guys you know, we're doing defensively. But I thought the coverage, man, our coverage the last few weeks has been plaster. Like, got a number of guys that you know, have stepped up, and you know, that sometimes that's that position is much maligned. You know, where anybody, the average eye, can see the pass coverage. Oh, he got beat on this player, he got beat on that play. Where I can't say enough about our back half and the strides that they've made this year, being solid in coverage, and not only that, but coming up and being tacklers as well.
You were coming off a Thursday night loss to Grundy Center, the number one ranked team in 1A, a game that you battled to the wire. I was a little nervous there might be a hangover, but it seems like your guys had a good week of practice and were prepared for Al Burnett.
Yeah, I think anytime you play in one of those games, I mean, they call it a trap game if you're into the betting game, or a letdown game. Like you said, you know, coming off a very high that we were at, and you know, we stress that with the kids, let them know that, hey, this can't be a let up. You know, we need to build off the momentum that we you know, gained from that loss to the number one ranked team in the state, but. You know, you got to credit the kids. I mean, it was definitely a game that it was we were in control of, but at the same time, you know, there were some lulls in the intensity, which we've definitely made known that, you know, the great teams don't do that. You know, you can't have lulls in your intensity, and you know, that's something that we're going to need to work on moving forward.
Waterloo Columbus head coach Brad Remmert, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. As the Sailors raise their record of 4-2, 2-1 in 1A District 4. You're tied for second with Hudson. Grundy Center and South Hardin are both 2-0 in 1A District 4, leading the pack. This week, you're at home. You take on East Marshall, a team that's 1-5 on the year. Now, is this a trap game?
No, I wouldn't say it's a trap game. I think it's very similar to last week, where you know, we need to be locked in mentally. We need to come out and do what we do. We need to, you know, put the foot on the accelerator and just go and be physical and play like we've been playing. You know, defensively, don't give them an inch. Offensively, we need to execute at a high level. At the end of the day, you know, we need to be great tacklers, need to be solid on special teams, minimize mistakes, and then just be there mentally. You know, I mean, I think that's the big thing. That's really what we focused on this week is the mental side of things, where, you know, when you're playing an opponent that you feel like, you know, you should, you're better than on paper, or, you know, physically, that mentally you have to stay locked in, because, I mean, that's, there's no lulls, and you want to always want more. You can't be satisfied with just this. It needs to be, no, we want to score on every play. We want to defeat blocks on every play, make tackles for losses on every play, and just dominate the opponent. And that's kind of been the message that we've given to our kids throughout this week.
And a lot of people forget, with the new setup, this will be your second to last game coming up on Friday.
Yeah.
So your season's winding down. A lot of the other schools, they still have three games left counting Friday.
Well, hopefully it's not winding down. Hopefully we're about halfway yeah, through, you know, if you look at it from that perspective. But, no, I feel like the season has gone by quick, very quickly, you know, and within the 2A, 1A, Class A and 8 man with 32 teams making the playoffs, 8-game season, it does jump on you pretty quickly. But, you know, obviously we hope we're just getting started. And, you know, like I said, if we continue to do the things we've been doing and minimize some of the mistakes that we've made, I think this group, you know, the expectations are that we are, you know, not just getting started, but we got a lot of season left in us.
Brad Schmidt, Waterloo Columbus head football coach here on the Coach's Huddle. It's a 7:30 kickoff.
7 o'clock. Seven o'clock is senior night. Yeah, so I think they're doing intros at 6:15, maybe. The players are introduced. So, yeah, 7 o'clock kickoff.
Okay, our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle is, what is one piece of advice you've received that you want to pass on to your kids and players?
Man, that is a great question, Mark. I usually listen to your question tonight before I didn't hear it today, but I would say, you know, one of the things my college coach, who a mentor of mine, you know, a guy I respect very, very greatly, Mike Woodley, it was do right, just the do right rule, where you know, you're 16, you know, I mean, you got kids that are 15, 16, 17, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. You know what's right and what's wrong. So do what's right and the rest will take care of itself. So I think that's a very simple thing that, you know, will resonate with kids at this age. And, you know, do what's right. Be a good guy. Be, you know, do well in your classes. Be kind to your peers. Listen to your parents. Work hard. Do right. I think that's a Lou Holtz. I think he got that from. But that's the advice that I would say.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck. Friday, you'll be hosting East Marshall at McLaughlin Field as go for your fifth win of the season. And thank you very much for joining us here on the Coach's Huddle.
Hey, you bet, Mark. I want to give a shout out to the volleyball team is playing tomorrow at Jessup, playoff postseason start. So hopefully everybody out there listening gets out and checks the Sailor volleyball team out tomorrow.
Okay, great. Yep. And thanks again, Coach Schmidt.
Hey, you bet.
Brad Schmidt. And so we kind of put the bow here on the Coach's Huddle show for this evening. Again, if you missed any of the interviews tonight or you'd like to rehear them, tomorrow morning, download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. We'll have that for you, and you can check out the show in its entirety. Coach's Huddle brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Great host, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub, for many years here on the Coach's Huddle. Steve Plummer and his all-star staff do a tremendous job. Well, this is what's happening this Friday night for the Metro teams as we break things down scientifically. Cedar Falls on the road as they play at Dubuque Senior. The Tigers 3-3, Dubuque Senior 0-6. Cedar Falls looking for their first win away from the Unidome of this season. And you can hear that game on Cruisin' KCFI, 1250 AM, 105.1 FM. And the pregame show at 7, game time at 7:30. Also, coming up on Friday, Waterloo East will be at Western Dubuque. Waterloo West will have a home game against West Des Moines Valley, and Waterloo Columbus is at home against East Marshall. And that will wrap it up for the Coach's Huddle for this Wednesday night. We'll be back again next Wednesday evening here from Peppers. Until then, I'm Mark Simpson. Thank you for listening to 1650 The Fan.
Thanks for listening to the Coach's Huddle with Mark Simpson from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.